Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The Israeli military says it struck the central headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut. A series of explosions Friday evening that killed at least two people and wounded dozens were the most powerful yet seen in the Lebanese capital over the past year, leveling multiple buildings and sending up a massive billowing cloud of smoke. Speaking at the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he came to refute lies he heard there this week from other leaders. He also said Israel is not afraid to strike Iran, as it has stricken Gaza and Lebanon.
I have a message for the tyrants of Tehran. If you strike us, we will strike you. There is no place. There is no place in Iran that the long arm of Israel cannot reach. And that's true of the entire Middle East.
Three major Israeli TV channels said Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was a target of Israel strikes in Beirut. In a statement, the UN Undersecretary General for Peace Operations, Jean-Pierre Lacroix, says in addition to civilians endangered in both countries, UN peacekeepers are at risk in southern Lebanon.
What is critical is that the parties must immediately return to cessation of hostilities and take real action towards full implementation of Security Council Resolution 1701, and that the safety and security of all UN personnel and assets must be ensured.
Officials say that Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon have killed more than 700 this week. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.